Jesus is in this place, and also there is a host of heavenly angels in this place today. When Michael the Archangel was announcing the birth of Jesus, the scripture says that suddenly there was with the angel, a multitude of heavenly host, praising God and saying glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill toward men. One angel was sent to do the bidding of the Lord. And when one angel come down to tell about that one God coming to this earth to do what he come to do, all the host of heaven got interested and suddenly showed up to be a part of the ceremony. When you talk about God and who he is, God's angels get excited and get interested and come into the atmosphere. Amen. You may not see them, but they're here today. His presence, the power of the angels is here today because we're going to glorify him. Amen. We have in this song, we glorify the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. His power and his angels come in and take notice. Praise God. Praise God. Turn in your Bibles to Matthew 17, beginning with verse 14. I'm excited about serving the Lord, letting his presence be alive and living in us. Amen. Hallelujah, because he is good. Matthew verse 14, beginning with verse 14, it says, "And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic." Anybody know any lunatics? "And sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him." Then Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me." And Jesus rebuked the devil, and out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, "Why could not we cast him out?" And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence and to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind cometh not out but by prayer and fasting." Praise God. So today I want to talk to you a little bit, and it may go on longer, I don't know. Fasting works. Amen. Nobody likes to hear that word, but it works. Fasting works. Lord Jesus, we pray today that you would open our eyes to see, Lord God, that you want us to put ourselves into a place, God, where you can do great exploits. God, and we ask you today to just help us as we teach and learn about your desire to see us fast for great things. We pray in the name of Jesus that you'll touch us. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Fasting works. How many have ever fasted? We got a few here. How many have ever fasted a day, 24 hours, without food or water? Okay, a few of us. How about 2 days? Three? It's narrowing. Three? Seven? Okay. Praise God. We got some some people that are experienced with fasting here. Amen. And if you're not, that's okay. We're going to help you today, and hopefully you'll begin and look forward to fasting and causing your life to be changed. Amen. We got a lot of things that we want to see God do, but His Word says, "Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." Amen. Fasting gets a hold of God. Fasting gets the mind of God. So there's many different reasons to fast and many examples in the Bible about fasting. And there was a lot of people that used this avenue to get a hold of God in a dire situation and get the attention of God so that they could be rescued or God just move in their lives. All of those things, we're going to talk about them today. Even within the example we see in the Bible, the examples, there's many. There were variations on what the fast entailed. So I trust that these examples will give you further introduction to how to conduct a fast and why you might want to consider fasting. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many, it's been a long time or you've never fasted? Okay, you got a couple, but how many, it's been a long time since you fasted? Yeah, a few of us, okay. If you don't fast, you are not experiencing all that God has for you. Amen? God has some pretty cool stuff He wants to do through your life. But it only comes by this avenue of sacrifice and putting your flesh down. Amen. Fasting will help us when we're dealing with needs of healing. Fasting will break addiction. Fasting will help us with unanswered prayers. Can anybody say amen? Prayers that you've been praying and you don't know the answer, you can't find the answer. Fasting brings those answers to us. Fasting can help us with besetting sins and attitudes that we hold in our spirit. It reveals the mind, the spirit. Fasting, the spiritual insight, and it gives us spiritual insight and deeper relationship with God. How many want a deeper relationship with your Lord today? Amen. Fasting draws the presence of God. If you need answers in your life, nothing gets to the attention of God more than someone who is fasting. Amen. Josh Herring preaches, and when he preaches about fasting, he says, fasting is no water and no food. We can come up with all kinds of gizmos and ways, and it's good if you're just starting out, maybe to start somewhere. But if you really want to get God's attention, cut it all out. And you get down to business with God. And you are serious about what you need God to do in your life. And you get into the mind and the presence of God. And God can speak to you. God can reveal things to you. God can open your understanding of the situation. God is drawn to your spirit when you fast and pray. I'm going to be talking mostly about fasting today, but prayer goes right along with fasting. It's like a two-edged sword. Amen. It doesn't help you if you don't pray when you're fasting. Amen. You got to pray and fast, because prayer gets you in tune with God and talking to God, and God can speak to you when you pray. Fasting enables the Holy Spirit to reveal your true spiritual condition. Amen. Sometimes we have a good sense of the Spirit of God in us just because we're accustomed to doing things a certain way. But yet, we're lost. There's emptiness. There's, oh God, what is it going to take for me to draw closer to you? What is it going to take for me to get what I've been praying for? And behind the scenes, when the covers are all uncovered, there's an emptiness in us that we're longing for God to do something with and change us with. Fasting reveals these things. There's results in brokenness when we fast. God can break your spirit. There's repentance when we fast. Amen. We may not know we've been doing something wrong. And God, during our fast, can reveal a sin that He hasn't been pleased with in your life. And we can repent and turn from it. And God can draw closer to us. And it transforms our life. Amen? I want to be transformed by God. Hallelujah. I don't want to play church. Amen? I don't want to play just searching for just another service to make it through. I want God to be in this service. Amen. I want to see a manifestation of the power of God in our lives. Amen. And fasting can bring these things into our being. Fasting will encourage the Holy Spirit to quicken the Word of God into your heart. His truth will become meaningful to you. Amen. It may have been a message that you heard and many years ago. And when you fast, God will remind you of that word that you heard. And you've been trying to figure out what it was that God had wanted you to know through that word. And God can quicken your spirit. And that word can speak into your life and change your mind. Fasting is a powerful tool that we can use to see the presence of God like we've never seen it before. Fasting can transform your prayer life. Amen. We all could use a tune-up on our prayer life. Amen. Me number one. Hallelujah. Fasting will help us in our prayer life. It'll help us to be richer and more personal, have a more personal experience when we're talking to God. Amen. God's just not a buddy off that we don't see but every once in a while. God wants to be an intimate, close, powerful force in your life. Amen. He wants to be more intimate with you than your spouse. Amen. God wants to be first and foremost in your being. And when we get Him there, what a transformation will come to us. Fasting can result in a dynamic personal revival in your own life and make you a channel of revival to others. I want to be that conduit, that channel, that the presence of God can flow to somebody that is needful and somebody that needs a life-changing experience in their life. Amen. Fasting brings that power from God through my life to someone else. And it can help you as well. Be that channel. Amen. We all have a ministry. Brother Mark's been working on us with our to blossom in the church. Amen. Fasting can reveal what God is wanting us to blossom in. Amen. We may see what you think, well, there's nothing that I can do. You know, I'm just a little old me. God loves to pick little old me's and make big old me's out of them. Just ask Gideon. shaking in his boots. God done something miraculous through someone that became willing. Amen. And when you fast, you're showing God, I'm willing. I want you to be transformed. I want you to transform me to something greater than what I am. I want to be involved. I want to see hurting children that are falling into the fire, that are being out of control. I want to be able to help them in your spirit. How many wants to see God use you in a powerful way in things that you're dealing with on a daily basis in your own lives? Amen. I'm here to tell you, if we can begin to bring fasting into our life on a regular basis, God will begin to show you how His Spirit can work through you. So let's look at some biblical examples of fasting in the Word of God. Let's go to Deuteronomy 9, beginning with verse 9 and 18. This is Moses fasted before receiving the commandments of God, the word that God, his law, that he wanted the children of Israel to follow. Deuteronomy 9, 18, it says, "And when I was gone up into the mount to receive the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant, which the Lord made with you, then I abode in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water. And the Lord delivered unto me the tables of stone written with the finger of God. And them was written according to all the words which the Lord spake with you in the mount, out of the midst of the fire, in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord gave me the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant. And the Lord said unto me, Arise, get thee down quickly from hence, for thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They are quickly turned aside out of the way which I command them. They have made them a molten image. Furthermore, the Lord spake unto me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of thee a nation mightier than greater than they. So I turned and came down from the mount, and the mount burned with fire, and the two tables of the covenant were in my two hands. And I looked, and behold, ye had sinned against the Lord your God, and had made you a molten calf, and you had turned aside quickly out of the way which the Lord had commanded you. And I took the tables, and I cast them out of my hands, two hands, and break them before your eyes. And I fell down before the Lord as at the first 40 days and 40 nights, and I did neither eat bread nor drink water, because all your sins which ye sinned in doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger." We're starting off with a big fast. Now, I'm not here expecting anybody here to go on a 40-day fast today. That's not why I'm reading this. This is just an important fast that Moses was in. He was getting a word from God to the people, and they had sinned against God. Perhaps this fast saved the people of God because of God's anger. And he had threatened to kill them and start over. And Moses reminded the Lord that you don't want the people to hear that you brought them out here into the wilderness to kill them from Egypt. Amen. Moses fasted for 40 days when he went up to the mountain to receive the commandments of God on a stone table, the Ten Commandments. He was unusual and miraculous. It was a big fast. And we take it at face value. Moses says that he did not eat food nor drink water during the 40 days. Now, let's assume that means he did not drink anything else either. A human body cannot survive extended periods of time without water unless God works some kind of miracle in their life. So it's possible that he may have drank something else. He just didn't drink water. Or God performed a miracle and allowed him to go that period of time. So after he came down from the mountain of God and saw the people transgressing the commandments that were just given, Moses angrily speaks and breaks the tables of stone. After a time, he ascended up back up into the mountain once again and proceeds to fast another 40 days. I think there was some determination in the heart of this man to allow God to work and to save a generation of people. So before receiving the law once more, God's mercy, saving people. When you fast, you can change the atmosphere of people's lives. Amen. God will give you a word to take to sinners that are lost and determined to sin, determined to go their own direction, determined to do their own thing and follow their own gods. Fasting breaks them cycles. God gives you word to take to them and speak to them about how they must live. Elijah fasted while escaping Jezebel in 1 Kings 19, verse 4. It says, "But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested himself that he might die and said, 'It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers.'" Anybody ever been there in your life? You're like, "God, just take me home. I'm tired of this life. I'm tired of everything that's coming against me." This is where this man was. He was being pursued heavily by armies trying to find him. And he was just ready to hang it all up. Say, "I'm done." he was ready to give it all up. And as he lay and slept under the juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mountain of God. Amen. God was preparing him to go into an extended fast. Amen. When you want to go into an extended fast, don't do it without first having a man of God or someone to let. I believe that you should talk to the man of God to let them know that you're going to be going on that 40 days. Amen. Because it's a spiritual thing. And you need to pray and ask God to give you a time limit when you want me to start that fast and when you want me to go into that fast. Those are extreme fasts, and those are desperate times of our lives that we need to. There's no other way God is going to manifest himself in my life, because I have to go here. Amen. So wicked Queen Jezebel threatened to kill the prophet. That's pretty extreme. Anybody been threatened to be killed? Yeah. You got one. After he won the great victory over the prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel, when he slew those prophets, Jezebel was upset. Elijah fled to Beersheba, where he left his servant. Then he traveled alone another day into the wilderness. There Elijah found a juniper tree, and he rested and prayed to God to allow him to just be done. Take me home. Paul even said that, for me to die is gain, Lord. Beam me up. Get me out of here. He did not really want to die, though. Amen? Nobody wants to die. You just want life to be better. You want your circumstance to change. Amen? You can't handle what's coming your direction. It may be a test from God. It may be something that God is trying to work out of your life. If he could have stayed where he was and let the queen take his life. If he really wanted to die, he could have just said, take me to the queen. She's going to off with my head. Elijah was very discouraged and lay down for a nap. There, that's where the angels administered to him after he had fasted and prayed. He took the food and then went back to sleep. And then in verse 5 and 6, it says that as he lay asleep under the juniper tree, behold, the angel touched him, said unto him, arise and eat. He looked, and behold, there was a cake, bacon, and coals, and cruse of water in his head, and he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. So after being fed by the angels, God prepared him for this journey of going into a fast of 40 days. So if you ever go to take a long fast, prepare yourself. Maybe you ought to start with one day, 2 days, 3 days. Spend a little time, eat something, go next one, 4 days. You know, work yourself into a long period of fast. Amen. These are just examples. Like I said, I'm not expecting anybody to start out a 40-day fast tomorrow. But I want you to fast. I want you to start to bring these practices into our lives of fasting, taking some time and pushing back the plate, pushing back the cookies, pushing back the ice cream, pushing back the cereal, amen, and saying, God, I've got to get closer to you. God, I need to see you in a different way. God, I need to for you to come and help me deal with what I'm facing right now. God, I see no other way for me to get past where I'm at in your spirit than to do a fast, to break me. Amen? Fasting don't break God. You ain't going to change his mind. Amen? Because he already wants. You hear what he said to those men there? Oh, you perverse generation. What's taking you so long to get what I'm trying to tell you that I want you to have? If you will just believe and understand and hear my voice, you can do these things. So it's not God that's needing a mind change here. It's us. Our minds are stuck on us and our selves. We love ourselves, don't we? Amen. We love ourselves big time. So we'll do everything to help us. And food is one of our best friends. How many can say amen? Come on, I'm talking this morning. Amen. Food. I love food. I love it. Amen. It's so hard to push back the goodies and the yummies and all the sweet things. I love sweets. I love chocolates. I love all of those things. But I'm here to tell you that if we can put those things aside for a time and we can begin to talk to God and pray and seek God's face, God will show up in our lives and He will transform our thinking of how we're seeing our situation, and He will change our mindset and change the way we look at life, and He will help us. We will see miracles begin to happen in our lives through fasting. Fasting will change the lives of people around us. It will help the situations of our lives that we never dreamed would be able to change. God will do it. I've seen it. I've been there. I've seen God's hand move in situations I did not know how was going to work out. And I began to fast and pray and seek God. And God miraculously moves and turns it around. Amen. He is a God that will change your life, that will change your situation. Amen. If we will begin to sacrifice this flesh, put it down. Amen. I must what? Decrease so that He can increase. And when we're fasting, we're decreasing ourselves before the Lord and saying, God, You've got to be in me. You've got to speak to me. You've got to reveal to me. You've got to help me. You've got to take this sin out of my life, God. Amen. I want to be changed. Fasting will get you there faster than anything you do in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. God is going to touch us when we begin to fast. If you're having a hard time with fasting, start with one meal. Push the plate back for one meal. And then later on, maybe try two, you know, and work yourself. Just like when we pray, we don't go out and start praying for an hour. When we haven't prayed, we need to start 5 minutes, talk to God, 10 minutes, 15, you know, working ourselves. It's just like exercise. You can't go out and pick up 500 pounds the first time you start lifting weights. You'll hurt things. You'll tear things up. You'll break things. You won't be able to do it anymore. You'll be done. Fasting is that way. Take one time, then two. But bring this practice into your life because it's going to transform your life, so that God can work through you and change what you've been praying for God to do in your life. Amen. The Bible says that the spirit is willing, but what's weak? The flesh. We are weak. We are weak. And when we put ourselves down, God gives us the power we need. Amen. To be caught up in the presence, the Spirit of God, and see God do powerful things in our life. Amen. Esther fasted for the safety of the Jews. God had placed her in the kingdom. Go to Esther 4:15 through 17. Verse 15, it says, then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. And Mordecai heard the Jews were to be exterminated. They were going to wipe them out. The king did not know that Esther was a Jew. Mordecai had told her to hide that from him. Don't reveal that to him. But she was a fair and beautiful woman that when the king saw her, he stopped the whole parade. He said, "This is it. Get the rest of them out of here. I'm taking this one." Amen. Smart man. He got what he was looking for. Amen. But in that kingdom, there was trouble. This kingdom stretched from India to Ethiopia. The reason for the genocide was because one man named Haman did not like Mordecai and his family. He felt that Mordecai did not show him proper respect. When I read the story, I thought of today. We're living in a like story. The world don't like spiritual Jerusalem. The body of Christ, the Jewish adopted nation. That's us. We're if we're not the Jews, we're adopted in to that bloodline. Amen. And this world is doing all sorts of things, and a lot of political things are happening. To it seems that, you know, this pandemic is for real. There is a pandemic. There is a sickness here. But politics has taken over because somebody doesn't like the people of God and doesn't want to see God's kingdom go forward. And they want to destroy what God has created in this nation. Freedom and truth. Because this nation is the key to a revival around the world. Amen. And there is a Haman that is trying its best to stop this world. Trying its best to set up his kingdom. His righteous way of living. And is wanting to change the landscape of this powerful and great nation to an ungodly, self-motivated nation. We need to fast as a body of believers. That's the only thing that's going to break this pandemic. Amen. Is when God's people begin to fast and begin to pray and say, "God, we cannot go any farther. You've got to come and move on our behalf and help us as a nation. And we've got to seek the face of God." It's time for us, church, to wake up. There is a move of the Holy Ghost wanting to take authority and power in this kingdom right now, where we are right now. Revival is here, and revival wants to go further, but we've got to break some things in the spirit that is prevailing against the church, trying to prevail against it. Amen. But when God's people say enough, and an Esther arises and says, everybody fast. Don't eat. Don't drink. I don't even believe their animals ate and drank. Everybody fasted. And God done a miracle. Let's stand. We'll continue this next week. Amen. But I am feeling God drawing us to fast and pray. Amen. So I want you to be taking some time this week and asking God, how can I fast? How can I start putting this back into my life so that I can change the direction of what's going on around me? Amen. God is trying to get a hold of the church here, and he's saying, I'm going to do a miracle. I'm going to perform a miracle. But it's when God's people pray. 2 Chronicles says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, fast and pray, and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. We need our land healed right now. Amen. Like never before, we need a healing in our land, spiritually and physically. Lord Jesus, thank you for your love today, God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to burden us today with a heart to search closer and draw closer to you, Lord God. To put in our minds, Lord God, to draw us to a fast, Lord God. A hunger and a desire to rid ourselves of the pleasures of life and let you get close to us. God, I pray that there are those here today that need things broken in their life, and that we are going to accomplish that when we draw close to you in the Holy Ghost, in the power of your Spirit, Lord God, when we sacrifice and put ourselves down so that you could be lifted up. We pray that you draw us and speak to us, God, in Jesus' name. God bless you.